What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of digital detox and real-life rewiring. I'm Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaos of the algorithm and all those pesky little notifications that keep hijacking our attention. Ever feel like you're constantly staring at a screen? Like even when you're not actively using it, your brain is on autopilot, waiting for that next ping, that next dopamine hit from a notification. You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down and realize, hours have gone by. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to let our screens rule our lives. Today, we're diving deep into the world of screen time reduction and how it can unlock a whole new level of sleep nirvana. Because let's face it, good sleep is the foundation for everything else, our mood, our productivity, even our creativity. And if we're constantly glued to screens late into the night, we're basically sabotaging our ability to recharge and function at our best. So, are you ready to reclaim your nights and wake up feeling truly rested? Buckle up, because I bought 5 powerful strategies to help you hack your sleep cycle and ditch those late night scrolling sessions. 1. The Blue Light Blues Buster. Ever notice how your eyes feel strained after staring at a screen for hours? That's because blue light, emitted by our beloved devices, messes with our natural sleep-wake cycle. It tricks our brains into thinking it's still daytime, making it harder to fall asleep. So, what can we do about it? Embrace the power of blue light filters. These handy little apps and settings on your phone and computer can significantly reduce the amount of blue light emitted from your screen. Another tip? Use a warm-toned night light in the evening to further signal your body that it's time to wind down. 2. The pre-sleep ritual power play. This is where you get to curate your own bedtime bliss. Think about activities that truly help you unwind and relax. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a warm bath, listening to calming music, or practicing some gentle stretches. The key here is to create a consistent pre-sleep routine that signals to your body that it's time to switch gears from go mode to rest mode. 3. The phone jailbreak. Remember those good old days when we actually put our phones down at night? Yeah, me too. It might seem radical, but try implementing a designated phone jail for the hours before bed. This means putting your phone in a drawer, another room, or even using a physical lockbox to keep it out of reach. Trust me, that extra distance will make a world of difference in helping you resist those late-night scrolling temptations. 4. The power nap pivot. Feeling drained during the day? Don't reach for your phone, try a power nap. A short 20-minute nap can work wonders for boosting alertness and focus without messing up your nighttime sleep. Just remember to keep it short and sweet any longer, and you might end up feeling groggier than before. 5. The sleep sanctuary. Let's talk about creating a sleep haven that invites deep rest. Think comfortable bedding, blackout curtains to block out those pesky streetlights, and a cool, dark room temperature. Keep your bedroom primarily for sleep and intimacy. Avoid working or watching TV in there to help solidify the association with relaxation. Alright, let's bring this back to real life. Imagine you're at a dinner party, catching up with friends. You're having a blast, laughing, connecting, but every so often, your hand instinctively reaches for your phone. You tell yourself, just one quick scroll, but then an hour later, you realize the conversation has moved on and you've missed half of it. This is what happens when we let our screens hijack our attention even during moments that are meant to be fully present and engaged. So, remember those 5 strategies. They are your secret weapons for reclaiming your nights and waking up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. The key takeaway here is that it's not about becoming a screen-avoidant hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance, setting boundaries, and prioritizing sleep as an essential part of your well-being. Ready to make those changes? Remember, every small step counts. Ditch one late-night scrolling session this week, try out the blue light filter, or carve out 10 minutes for a pre-sleep ritual. You got this. Now, go forth and conquer those diseases with confidence. And don't forget to share your sleep wins with me on social media. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and keep on unfollowing the algorithm.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.